It's the Bob and Tom Show.
I always heard that his herb was top shelf. I just could not wait to find out for myself.
Don't knock it till you've tried it. Well, I've tried it, my friend. And I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
I learned a hard lesson in a small Texas town.
He fired up a fat boy and he passed him around.
The last words I spoke before they tucked me in.
I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
My party's all over before it began. You can pour me some old whiskey river, my friend. But I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
I hopped on his old bus, the Honeysuckle Road.
The party was Vegas, it was after the show.
Alone in the front lounge, just me and him.
With one parting puff, Grim Creeper sat in. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. My party's all over before it began. You can pour me some old whiskey river, my friend. But I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
Now we're passing the guitar, telling good jokes.
I know one's a-coming, cause I'm smelling smoke.
No, I do not partake, I just let it pass by.
With a smile on my face and a great contact high. I'll never smoke weed, Willie, again. My party's all over before it began. You can pour me some old whiskey river, my friend. But I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
In the fetal position, with drool on my chin.
I messed up and smoked weed with Willie again.
Why would you... From, look at me, Tom, from the Napa Auto Parts Studios, it's the Bob and Tom Show. Did you hear that today?
With Retson. I think Retson's a scam.
No, it's not. It's chloroform. It's a green, it's a mint. It's a mint thing. How are you, buddy?
Good.
Christy, morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Josh. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Jake. How are you, buddy?
He wants to say something that starts with a C and ends with an S.
No,
so bad.
No.
Hello, yeah, I Ace. Heard it. It took me a second to realize what he'd said, but I did.
Ace, I just have one thing to say to you this morning.
What's that? No! 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 My God, no!
Hey, sorry.
It looks like a creamsicle. No!
What is going on over there with the red?
Are you wearing your Tiger Woods costume?
Yes. It's like a pink golf outfit, a white hat, a pink shirt.
Wait a minute. We have...
It's not pink. Why have we been... It's orange. It's salmon.
$3.
No kidding.
We've been
sitting next to a video gold mine. We can make Tiger Woods videos all day. Tiger at the store, bagging his groceries.
It's more like Charles Barkley and Tiger Woods had a child.
He doesn't look like Barkley.
Yeah, he's got Barkley's physique, I think is fair to say.
I like it, man. You look
kind
good.
Of a bigger, bigger. Thank looks you. Like an NFL lineman.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You look like you're ready for a vacation or something.
I like that thank you, too. It's almost like a normal conversational instead of thank you.
Well, Jake, you know.
Thank you, game show. That's Ace Cosby, our engineer. That's Chick McGee. That's Josh, of course, back from his fishing trip with his brothers. Fully recovered, apparently. You got rid of this cold, finally?
I'm 90%.
Okay, notice you're steeping your tea bag.
Yeah.
As opposed to teabagging someone named Steep.
Or Steve.
Yes.
That'd be better. Yeah. Christy Lee is doing
I'm not
none
even
of those
here
things.
Today.
We have a lot to get to. We have Speedos in the news. We have bears on the loose in Ohio.
Sexy things to do with your phone. That's what we're going to talk about today.
Things. Got to be pictures, right? Got to be.
Maybe.
We can't. Lick your phone when you're looking at them.
Maybe I'm sure it's not.
Might be sexy. Yeah.
We have World Cup news, tattoos.
First semifinal today.
Opened with a great song recorded right here in this studio with Toby Keith and Scotty Emmerich.
Hey, and today, Allie Breen.
Can I finish my sentence?
Nope. Allie Breen from New York City and Kid with a Dream, Pat Godwin. I've never heard of this guy, but he can punch him in and hopefully entertain.
Okay. But this is assuming he has enough gas money to get here.
I see why.
Oh, okay, yeah.
A day without belittling. It's like a day without sunshine.
A day without paying for Pat's gas. It's like a day without sunshine.
Long story is a line at the Walmart. We have, the reason I opened with Weed and Willie is because we have an update on the famous Church of Cannabis.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay.
The judiciary has spoken.
But, we ought to bring him in here. You know he's around the corner.
Oh, I know.
Let's not. You ever spend any time with that guy?
Oh, yeah. I'm guessing, remember?
Yeah.
I'm guessing not awake.
Weirdo.
He's a nice guy. We have a lot to get to is my point. And wait a minute. Ace has his hand up. Yes, sir.
Did you get your machete sharpened?
Oh, yeah. Did you get your machete sharpened?
Oh, the machete here?
The guy's sharpening. It's in the other room. You'll have to ask him.
He's sharpening it now?
Wait a minute. You gave it to him to be sharpened yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Oske?
Yes, that's correct.
Oske has a guest. I don't know.
He has a grinding. I bought a machete.
Whoever that kid is.
I didn't realize that they're very dull. So
I think that's because they keep them that way in the store. So if there's a hassle when you check out, the cashier is safe. Well,
first of all, there are no more cashiers there anyway.
You
walk up there and all of a sudden I'm working there.
It's my first day.
They're dull. I mean, you couldn't cut yourself with that thing.
You think they sell them that way on purpose?
I guess, but it should say these are not sharp. So there should be a sign, because I took it right out of the thing.
Did you say, do you think they sell them that way on purpose?
She did, literally 20 seconds after you said it, and we discussed it.
What are you doing over there?
She was reading her sexy phone article.
No, I'm actually reading. They've actually, this just handed to me, they have saved the 10th soccer player.
All right.
Rescue efforts continue. They're going to try to wrap that up today. We'll keep you posted throughout the
show. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he goes, what are you talking about? He said, you know what I'm talking about, the thing in Thailand with all the soccer team, and he hadn't heard about it. He said, what, have you been living in a cave?
You know, it's very easy to get detached from society the way we watch television anymore. I mean, you stream everything. You don't watch anything live. No. Nobody breaks in.
No local news.
There's a storm coming. You're watching. You're binging Netflix. You don't know what's going on.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm living in a cave. That's my dream, remember? Shut in.
I mean, there are people that would do nothing but follow the Washington Redskins and would have no other idea what's going on anything in sports that were working in a sports department.
Get that machete in here. Right now.
Ask Oske if he got it sharpened yet. Yeah, he's got a grinder and everything. But I
would
so disappointed.
No idea where to go to get a knife sharpened. Do you have a knife sharpening store?
Yeah, this is a service that does that. But, I mean, this isn't really
I know
a knife.
You have,
this is a machete.
On your staff, you do have a person that's assigned for
staff.
Waiting.
I just know people.
You have people who will go. You have just one or a couple people that you can call and go, look, I can't wait for the cable guy. Can you go wait for me?
That's usually the same person. But she enjoys that and has things to do, and she gets paid for it.
So. What am I saying? Of course, you had Oscar.
Are you
going
to sit around for 7 hours waiting for the cable guy to show up or pay someone to do a couple things?
I mean, if that's
the
process, what choice do I have?
Most of us don't have a choice.
Really? You couldn't hire someone to sit at your house for 6 hours?
Well, I could, but I think it's silly. I waste my money enough.
I'm home anyway.
I mean, for the price
of... Just now, I spent $30. I don't know how,
for the
but
price
I did.
For the price of 2 bottles of vodka, you could have someone do that for
you. But aren't you home anyway?
But I have things to do. I don't want to sit around and...
where are you that you can't...
Where,
that's a good question. Where are you? You can't wait.
I'm doing things. I'm busy.
Well, I'm busy too,
like
but
what?
I'm at my...
Just things. Today I'm traveling several hours to go to a meeting. I have a lot...
Several hours?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am. Details forthcoming. It's a special event. I'll tell you when the time is right.
I can actually vouch for that.
I don't like to tell you any details because you have
no,
a way of... you have a way of defecating on the parade before we even start.
It's only because the parade, most oftentimes, I'm invited to is a bunch of deflated balloons, okay?
Okay. Which is never fun.
Never fun. You don't want to see the balloons just laying there in the street. Somebody, never. Let's put some air in these.
You know what that sound is?
My time
clock
running
ticking.
Out?
Dean, how many days till the surprise? Is that 2 days? Okay, 2 days till the next surprise.
Or what surprise?
What surprise?
The one I just announced.
Is it cake?
My birthday's a week from today. Is it cake?
Right. Well, your birthday's a week from today. We'll have a big celebration here in the show. Oh, wait a minute. We're on vacation.
We're always on vacation. That's the joke.
I'll think of you as I apply sunscreen.
It's not a joke. It's planned that way.
It's planned that way?
Okay, okay. Let's move
can't
on.
Imagine.
Big right. surprise coming up Thursday. I'm very excited about it. Let's.
Will they be on the show? Is it a person? Person, place, or vegetable?
Announcement?
Not an announcement.
Not an announcement.
That's all I'm saying.
Is somebody being on the show?
Could be. I don't know.
Do you know?
I don't. If it's not an announcement, I don't know.
All right.
It's very exciting. But in the meantime, you want to give us your little World Cup update? Do you have something in the... Isn't there a big game today?
Yes, there's one of the semifinals game between...
Your ice machine getting ready for the game?
You know...
Chilling a glass.
I would disagree with you, but yesterday at the house, we had some people over, and I found three bottles of cherry... Ciroc vodka that I didn't know I had. So it's not really
Cup.
None of this is really make believe. I think is what I'm trying
where
to
did
tell
you. Find,
you.
Where did, how do you find?
It was in the bar underneath
booze.
The bar. I had no idea. It was
you,
in the
wait,
bar.
You found booze in your bar?
I found booze.
Oh, what
in my
a
bar.
Great story!
I didn't know it was
Josh.
There.
Chick has a bar and there was booze in it.
You know, you tell at least parallel, similarly awful stories every time
how
you open
you,
your mouth.
How can you lose liquor at a bar?
That's what I said.
Where was it?
France and Belgium. Sitting right there. Man, it's good, too. France and Belgium today at 2 o'clock Eastern.
Right
and Croatia and England. Ace Cosby's pick. Croatia? Is that a Croatia soccer jersey? Croatia and England tomorrow at 2 o'clock Eastern. So there you go.
Are you rooting for Croatia or you just think they're going to win?
I think they're going to win.
I'm rooting for England. That's why you're rooting for Croatia. Jerk. You deserve to wear a shirt like that.
That was
what
helpful.
Is wrong with his shirt? It's a very nice shirt.
Let's put it to a vote.
$3, so come on.
I think it's the first time I've seen Ace in a collar shirt. And
I like it, man.
You do look like
it's just
tiger.
It just doesn't really fit. It's Ace's look.
Ace is so rock
very,
and roll. No,
it's very like. Country club.
Yes.
It's and not street.
You don't look like
me.
You normally look like I don't see Dr. Dre showing up to a recording session in that shirt. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, he could pull it off though.
Dre could do it. Yeah,
but he's so hip that.
But you've always wear rock and roll shirts, rock and roll T-shirts. Like
I
every
saw
day.
This, I saw the price. I said Tom will love it.
All right, there you go.
Again, it looks very. What's the word? Lacoste. What is that?
Yeah.
What are those? The
Alligator
shirt.
Yeah, very good.
It's very nice though. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. As you can clearly hear, we have dusted off the funk. Josh is moving. I can see it.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to do the Josh?
At some point this morning, yep.
I'll do it right now because I'm in the mood. Take your index fingers, pop them both out like they're switchblades, and then rotate. Get the hands in motion.
Yeah.
45-degree angle to the earth. Oh, yeah. The earth may be flat, but not this guy.
I only wish...
My arm's a little flat.
Be here to
you know
see this.
I've got a bad arm. Give me a break.
You're supposed to go this way.
Yeah, look, if I need any criticism from a woman, I'll go home.
Well,
these
well,
are on.
Well.
And we're broadcasting.
She's asleep.
She has friends who may listen.
As we all learned, that's the worst way for someone to...
Did you hear what he said?
Welcome back to the program. Our engineer is Ace Cosby. Today, dressed as a professional
Tiger Woods?
Golfer.
Tiger Woods?
Kind of looks like a...
I might go to the club after the show. You know.
You're dressed like you're going to meet your white girlfriend's parents.
He's been there before, haven't you?
Been there, done that.
Let me ask you a question. Are you Hawaiian?
Are you trying to pass?
Nice friendly joke followed by hate. Good job.
No, followed by history.
Have you been get-outed?
Well, We have Chick McGee, as you can hear, over at the Bob and Tom Sports
Desk. You remember when they're at Golden Globes and Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig were reading like the men? They had something to say for every movie, and one of them's Get Out, and they just went, get out of here. Get out. Of course, when Will Ferrell did it, it was very funny, I guess. Everybody was laughing.
Had to be there, apparently, watching.
Evidently, yeah.
Set three vodkas into the show.
Leave him alone.
I'm sorry.
Oh. I wish I was three vodkas into the show.
Yeah.
You would be much more tolerable.
Once again, Chick McGee yesterday discovered three bottles of liquor in his bar, which is astonishing.
How many would we discover today, if you know what I mean?
Three less, I'll tell you that.
What do you
think of that?
Three fewer.
Nothing but a party.
Three fewer is what you meant. Let's move on. We have Chick McGee.
There's no end to his being just an irritant, is there? No end to it.
Just try to distract.
He enjoys that.
LeBron James has officially joined the Los Angeles Lakers, and all is right with the world. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lakers announced the signing of the four-time NBA MVP.
What are we doing, last week's news?
As a free agent Monday night.
Wow,
this is official. Dickhead. James. You know, here's my problem. I try to do a real sportscast. No good. Try to be a fun sportscaster. No good. I don't know what either of you want. And you either, actually. You, Mrs. Griswold. So
I sit here and listen doing half the time.
You know I love it.
Do you think Philadelphia is going to beat New England in the Super Bowl?
That's very funny. Comedically, hilarious. But I have...
So LeBron James
retired?
LeBron James is joining the Lakers.
Would you like to know what the odds for the NBA title went before LeBron and before LeBron with Cleveland and LeBron with the Lakers? Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah, it would be. I'd like to hear it.
Well, so maybe I won't tell you.
So the Cavs, I assume, have dropped exponentially in the odds. And
an
the
amazing
Lakers
amount.
Have gone way up. But I assume the Lakers will be overrated.
Yes. The Lakers are now 7-2 to win the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. And a favorite with the Celtics. The Cavaliers fell to 500-1. Yeah.
Oops. Oh. Hey, listen, as I said earlier, they've always got the Browns.
And
all is not lost in northeastern Ohio.
LeBron moved the needle, as they say, in the world of Twitter. Lakers and Cavaliers Twitter followers. The Cavaliers lost almost 4,000 followers to right around 3.5 million. And the Lakers gained 50,000 followers when LeBron was signed, over 7.5 million now for them in the world of Twitter.
Well, it's nice to know that some Laker fans can read.
Man.
Don't they spend most of the time in front of mirrors admiring themselves and telling people they're from L.A.?
Are you going to tell Jack he just likes to sit in front of a mirror?
I'm a Laker fan. Look at me.
Remember what we said about the little kid and so forth?
Now, I'm assuming the jerseys are flying off the rack.
I don't have that information.
That would be, of course, the most interesting tidbit.
Roger, actually, I think Alonzo Ball has one of the top. Anyway, Roger Federer advanced to record-extending 16th Wimbledon quarter, 6-0, 7-5, 6-4 victory over Adrien Mannarino of France. Isn't that interesting? Mannarino from France.
So his family moved across the border?
To Italy, I guess. I don't know. Do you think he went to France because he couldn't make the Italian team?
No, maybe his family moved to France a couple hundred years ago.
Serena's back in the quarters. 13th time after beating a Russian qualifier with a Russian name. Okay.
Let's go with Stolichnaya, something, the only Russian word you know how to pronounce.
Why do you think that's an insult that I get drunk a lot and you're the cause of it? That's kind of sad.
No, is sad.
I feel good about it.
That's even sadder. Everyone hears that you're a bully. It's okay.
I'm not a bully.
Well, the people that you pay to have lunch with you probably don't call you bully, but I'm not one of them. Hey, the sale of the Carolina Panthers franchise to David Tepper has closed. Tepper becomes only the second owner in team history. He started work yesterday. He's the founder and president of a hedge fund. It's a landscaping service.
that kind of hedge fund, huh?
No, that kind of hedge fund.
There has to be a landscaping service called
the hedge
that.
Fund. The Isn't hedge there? Fund. Why wouldn't there be, right? We're the hedge fund. People from the hedge fund are here. They're
trimming the bushes.
And finally, another World Cup update. Finally in sports. The two semifinal games today, France and Belgium, 2 o'clock Eastern. Tomorrow, Croatia and England. And then on Sunday will be your championship. Saturday, they have the consolation game.
Your picks?
England and France. And then I'm cheering for England. I don't know. I think France is going to win. But okay. Or Ace has said Croatia. You like Croatia.
There okay.
You
go. Very good.
One man has taken his love for World Cup soccer to the next level to show support for the England team. Jason West showed no fears. He took the plunge and got the famous lyric, "Football's coming home," tattooed onto his butt after his friend told him.
That's a famous lyric?
I'm sure over there.
The English soccer team, evidently, that's part of that. They all have songs.
On his rear?
Oh. Onto his butt. His friend told him he'd never do it. I showed him.
I would want the word coming tattooed on my ass,
for God's sake. Grow up. First of all, if you're going to get a tattoo, that's the best place to get it because nobody's going to see it.
The 35-year-old football fan got the tattoo Friday before England defeated Sweden.
And we not all that just learned dramatic.
Croatia tomorrow.
That's so embarrassing, though. When you're
who's going to see it?
You go to the doctor and he goes, "Well, it's time for the exam." And oh,
so
by the
what?
Way, do you
time
warn
for the
him?
What, Sam?
You know the
prostate exam. I think is what he's trying
and
to
you
say.
Go, listen, Doc. I hope you're a fan of the English soccer team because I've got a. You know, what if the doctor's rooting for France?
You know what? I guarantee
I'm going
you.
In with, I'm going in with two fingers, pal.
Oh, well.
I'll tell you who's who. Do you warn doctors about unusual
doctors
tattoos?
Doctors don't care.
Sure they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't care.
They might get a chuckle
yes,
out of it later, but I don't think they
see. Then they tell their
they'll
doctor
see one
friends.
Of their buddies at lunch and go, "You're not going to believe what I saw today."
Yeah, and so what?
Yeah, a guy had Spider-Man emerging from his ass holding a grape.
A grape!
At least I think it was
a
grape.
Is that like a hemorrhoid?
No,
yeah. Piles joke.
A clump of grape. Funny, funny.
You know they
very,
see
very
stuff
funny.
Like this. You don't think they have friends that they talk to this about?
Why have we dropped the ball on two of our staff members getting the Hello Dare tattooed?
Because
on
Because that's what we do. We drop the ball constantly.
They were so ready to do it.
Yeah. I think
Hello
they still
Dare.
Are.
Do you remember a thing called the Morning Breath Club?
Hey, you run the 9,000 albums and get up and never sleep and then lose money every single day. And you come up.
I can do him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't remember the Morning Breath Club. What is it?
It's a secret society.
Society. That's what you don't know.
That's why you don't know anything about it.
I know the Pen 15
you apparently
Club.
Weren't a member.
No, I wasn't.
The
no.
Morning Breath Club. It's a yeah. secret society.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You're breaking the rules right now.
I feel like I'm being like this is
punk.
What, yeah, what's going on here?
No,
it was
I'll
serious.
Explain.
This is like my first day when I worked at a food stand in Six Flags, and they had me. They go, "Hey, you need to go down to the other stand and ask for the left-handed smoke shifter." And I did, and then they were like, "We don't have it. That stand has it." And I walked around for 6 hours.
The hazing of the new employee in the Foghorn Leghorn.
Yes.
No.
It really.
No, the Morning Breath Club. You're only supposed to talk about the Morning Breath Club during the first break on this show. That
right.
was the whole secret.
That was the
to
whole
it.
Thing.
That you can't talk about it now, so obviously I can't tell you what it is.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll ask tomorrow then, I guess.
Well, they're too few members, I believe.
Yeah, I'm out.
Well, you're just violated the chief rule. It's like,
I brought it up. So
as
I'm
far as I can see,
out.
There's
it's like
no
Fight
reason.
Club. First there, rule, you don't talk about Fight
let
Club.
Let me ask you something. Hmm. What's the difference between being in the Morning Breath Club and being out of the Morning Breath Club?
That's
nothing.
Of,
that's right.
That's
so
part of, that's part
there's
of the
there's no club.
There is.
Same thing. There's your club that you got going in your little head.
It's very exclusive.
Yeah, I know.
We know.
Yeah. There are some few hanging on. I
did you guys hear LeBron sign with the Lakers?
How about this? New York Giants defensive tackle A.J. Francis spent the past week with family and friends in
relax, Francis.
Arkansas and California following the June death of his mother,
aww.
Carrie Leanne Francis. Yesterday, after a flight, Francis posted a photo on Instagram, the inside of his suitcase. Apparently, the TSA people went through his suitcase and spilled his mother's ashes all
oh.
over his clothes.
Oh, no!
That's a horrible story. Now what do you do?
Here's the
bury the
here's
suitcase?
The caption from Francis under, and there's a picture of that with that little slip of paper you get. Notice the baggage inspection, and you see the ashes up there on his khakis. He says, sure could. Hey, you pieces of S at TSA, next time you a-holes feel the need to go through my mother's ashes for no reason, make sure you close it back so her remains aren't spilled on all my clothes. That's the least you pieces of garbage can do is your effing job.
Man.
That's sports.
That is problematic.
Well, no, it's you can't just have a container of that's not marked. The guy should have carried it on or something. No,
Course you're taking TSA's side.
Yeah. How do they know it's not C4?
No, they checked it, but they did not close it properly. It.
Well, maybe he should have had a better quality urn.
It was in a plastic bag.
Maybe
he's a Lakers fan. He can't read.
It was in a plastic bag.
Wasn't it in a plastic bag?
Yes. How respectful.
Bag. Didn't you see the picture?
Okay, how is the TSA supposed to know it's not heroin?
That's how they come in a plastic bag.
They just hand you a plastic bag?
A plastic bag into a cardboard box.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how it comes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's how the...
I'm not sure it's all that respectful for him to throw the plastic bag next to his soiled underwear. Frankly, I don't feel too sorry.
So this guy can't read and has soiled underwear. Is that right?
I don't think you can carry that on.
Whatever. Mark it, seal it, who knows. There has to be a protocol for this.
Yeah, well, it wasn't Matt. There are dashes all over his clothing.
Now what do? Now you got to wash your mom?
It's about time.
You go buy a new dustbuster and then empty it immediately.
You bury the dustbuster with the bag.
Would you ever wear those clothes again?
I think the ashes are...
Maybe to church. I don't think you'd want to wear them on a hot date.
They really look kind of like pretzel crumbs a little bit. If you look really...
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
Look like the bottom of a Snickers.
Like one day he's just going to be sitting there eating chips. And he's going to think he dropped a crumb and just put it to his lips.
And I don't know that... I don't know if that plastic bag is where the ashes were, but there looks like there's clothes in that plastic bag. Maybe that's his dirties.
Oh.
Maybe he throws his dirties in a plastic bag and puts them in the suit.
I do that. You don't do that?
Okay. Well, I don't know. I'm sure there's probably some kind of procedure that one is supposed to do in this case.
Certainly. I don't want any trouble with the TSA.
Maybe put it in little packets of Metamucil or something, and that way they're not...
Yeah, you know what? Speaking of that, the TSA guys go through this. They see this plastic bag of powder, and Tom's like, they know it's not heroin. You do the same thing with Metamucil, right? You have your plastic container. You have your little plastic bag filled with Metamucil in your luggage.
They have the little envelopes.
Just
now.
Yes or no?
They're branded envelopes.
Yeah, they're branded. Gotcha. Yeah, it's clear that.
Before that, though, didn't you put them in a plastic bag?
Yeah, I would. Sure. Which I one time ditched going into the Bahamas for fear they'd take a look at it and go, "Hey,
yeah, what are you trying to do here?
Trying to smuggle in? Well, trying to get high? No, trying to have regular bowel movements.
Yeah,
it's not quite as romantic as
you're not
rocking
normal.
Up some skag.
What is this? Cocaine? Yes, cocaine is orange flavored.
It's about time.
I like to get some vitamin C while I shoot up.
You're not normal paranoid. You're a special kind of paranoid.
I'm a special kind of paranoid. You know what I say? Right now, there's some guy lying on a slab that wasn't paranoid enough.
Wouldn't you love to have seen him secretly trying to throw away the baggie of Metamucil?
Or that look on his face that I'm here, finally the Bahamas. Oh, my God, they're going to think I have heroin. Oh, God, they're going to be sure I have heroin.
When you get off the plane, they have the band playing right there. Unless they're on break, which is most of the time. But if you like...
What are you, the president? There's a band playing?
And they can't read either.
At the NASA airport, there's a little stage and a band. And
it's really sweet, actually.
What are they playing?
Cool. They're playing some reggae
music.
All right.
Yeah, they probably
steel drums.
They probably travel 60, 70 miles every day to play in this stupid band at the airport. And Tom's they're on break when we were there. Yeah. What a bunch of lazy.
I'm just saying, nine out of 10 times. You know, they're
a bunch of lazy
smoking a spliff in front of the
That's right. All jacked up on dope, taking a break out back.
You know, the head guy goes, we got another plane coming in 2 hours. Well, I'm going to take a break. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. My goodness. My gosh. My goodness. Patron's making a pineapple pineapple tequila.
You're browsing liquor. Browsing liquor over there.
Yeah, you don't have a problem at all. While you're on exciting. The air, you're looking at your computer.
No, actually,
looking for new kinds of booze.
This is a message to Bro Bible. Your site has turned into commercial site. There's the basketball players. If you look there, upper left, it's an advertisement for the new Patron. There you go.
Well, that'll happen. Christy, what's the teaser?
I'll be browsing for liquor later.
George Clooney's been involved in a motorcycle accident in Italy.
Oh, my God, is he okay?
We'll let you know. Yeah, and do you know that the App Store is 10 years old today?
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
That's stunning.
Think of all the things you need to have an app, businesses that have to have an app to run.
Sure.
It's changed our lives.
That's one of my favorite sites on Twitter, is history, photographed history, or history and photographs or something.
I have a real weird question.
They have a Radio Shack ad from, and everything in the radio, there's like 100 things on the Radio Shack ad, like VCRs and FM receiver, and everything's on your phone now.
Wow.
It's hilarious.
I have a question. You had the story yesterday, and let me see if I can find it, about the guy breaking all those records of Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
And did you say,
Travis Pastrana?
Yeah.
Yeah.
First of all, boy.
He's a badass.
Oh, sure, he's a badass, but Travis Pastrana isn't as cool of a name, first of all, as Evel Knievel.
Well
yeah. But yeah, I know he's a great guy.
He should have changed his name to Pastrami.
Yeah, he should have.
Did you say, I'm trying to find the story. Yeah, it was live on the History Channel?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, she had
Sunday night.
The History Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've been pulling this kind of stuff for a while.
So George Washington and Hitler aren't pulling the ratings they used to pull. So now we're going with the live motorcycle events.
Well, Eva Knievel has some history, so I guess that's where you would.
Okay. It just seems
make
like an
the
odd
connection.
Just seems like an odd choice.
Yeah.
Maybe all the other channels passed.
Well, we can always sell it to the History Channel. Yeah.
They're looking for I think programming. It's also important to note that this guy probably did it sober.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
You know, back in the day, you know, Evel, 0.25.
You forget how gnarly that crash was when he missed that fountain at Caesars.
I remember.
It was awful.
If only he'd perished then.
No, that's not nice.
We have a lot to get to today, including there was a bear at Walmart, and it was real. That's amazing. In Ohio,
I have a return.
Well, you know, Walmart has great produce. The bear's not stupid.
And when we come back, we'll try to find out if the TSA has a... I know they have limits on how many ounces of shampoo you can take on board. I wonder if do they have limits on...
And your mother's ashes.
I mean, that wouldn't be the reason. No, it's not liquid, though, right?
The ashes?
Yeah.
What?
No, they're ashes.
They're ashes.
So they don't. But they limit the amount of liquid. They limit the amount of shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah.
Is there a TSA sign about decedents?
Yeah, there's got to be some. You're like you said, a protocol there.
There has.
Why
to
didn't
be
he
something.
Put it in his carry-on? That's what I'm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That would have been an easier.
Maybe
Christy suggested it was. You
I don't
can't.
Think they allow that. I don't know.
Can't carry it on ashes?
I don't know.
Probably have to. Oh, now that I think about it, you have to buy an extra ticket.
Hey, yeah, look, what if you bought your
grandmother? Yeah. I know your grandma fits in a tennis can, pal, but you're going to have to buy her a ticket.
Mother, I got you a window seat. Yes.
We'll be back with the answer to that question. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Gobble, gobble, gobble. We are live.
I got up this morning and I said, I'm not going to be yelling this morning. I'm not going to yell. And you got me yelling already.
Sorry. Now, listen. Look inward.
I like this. This is interesting.
It's
is this new?
It is new, yeah.
From our buddy William Turner.
This is called Taint the Heat, It's the Humidity.
Nice.
It's from his CD, All
Drippin'.
All Taint.
All Taint.
All Taint. It's an
All Taints Day.
All Taints Day.
No.
Oh, you can't do that one?
I wouldn't really do that.
I don't really know what it is.
No.
Well, that'd be too close to All Saints Day, which is...
No, I knew that. I don't know what All Saints
Day is. The point is, we are in the Napa Auto Parts Studios.
And yeah, kind of.
We are in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. That would be...
I warned Pat already.
That would be Ace, who looks like he's on his way to the country club, I say.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a
No, polo. No, I'm Samoan.
It's a polo shirt.
Yes, my great-grandfather was King Kamehameha.
There you go.
The monarch of Hawaii. We all know it.
That's a chick. That's Josh. That's Christy Lee at the news desk. This is Tom. Thanks very much for joining us. Did we complete the sportscast, or was there another...
Yeah, we finished with the urn story,
you,
the ashes.
Oh, yeah, they.
The football player who packed his mom's ashes in his suitcase, and TSA saw fit to open it and spill it all over his suitcase. And instead of you being on the side of the football player who's lost his mother, and the poor
I feel bad that the guy lost his mother, but
TSA,
maybe if he hadn't just stuck her in a plastic bag next to his underwear.
I guess. Where else?
Well, where are you going to put him?
Ship it UPS?
Is that better?
I don't know. There has to be regulations and rules about how you transport cremated remains.
Have you ever had to ship? I'm sure in your many travels.
I have not ever shipped them.
Fascinating life.
You had air? I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm sure there are rules.
Ashes from one point A to point B?
How does TSA know it's not C4? That's all I'm saying.
I would think TSA has seen this kind of thing a million times.
Does C4 look like ashes?
I don't know.
I think C4 is, if we know anything from our movies, I think it's like a brick. Isn't a brick a
putty? And as someone said before, shouldn't airports eliminate gate C4 just to...
I've never considered that.
Never mind. So that was sports. Without the sports exit, the proper music.
No, he did say that sports was over loudly.
Okay. I didn't hear
how you've beat beat me down every day during a sports cast. You expect the big
sports brought to you by full, whatever booze chicks on
the
today.
Full
there you go, whatever it do.
Foster Brooks, quality stuff. Always be a good sport.
Never got old.
George Clooney has reportedly been involved in a motorcycle accident
on
an Italian island today. Clooney, 57.
I didn't hear where this happened. Somebody was yelling over your details.
He's in Italy.
Oh, okay.
They summer in Italy.
It's called Italy.
Italy?
Is he okay?
Clooney, 57, was riding his motorcycle at Costa Carolina on the island of Sardinia when he was involved in a collision with a car.
Sardinia is Italian for tiny fish.
That's right.
The car's windshield was cracked.
Take a break, okay?
Clooney was taken to a hospital. Injuries are not believed to be serious.
Teeny tiny fish. What did he do? He crashed? He ran over a
There's
local?
Not much to the story. George is on an island in Italy.
And you did
he
not?
He was in a collision. He's okay.
He ran over a local is what I
No,
heard.
He did not run over a local.
So he broke his ribs?
No.
God. He stormed out of the house. He had an argument with Malika or whatever.
Amal?
Whatever.
Yeah.
They had a night visitor?
That's right. He got pissed, jumped on his motorcycle, and took off.
How does she there spell her name?
A-N-A-L? A-M-A-L.
A-M-A-L.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
If that's an
she
M.
Might know better. Boy,
so much for Clooney wanting to be on the show.
You've really got to like it for them to name it after you.
Yikes.
Did he call my wife anal? Is that what he did?
Okay. Sorry.
Amal was apparently rushing to his side at the
hospital. So he's in surgery right now?
No, he's okay to be okay.
Yes. He has a compound fracture of the tibia. Oh,
next.
He tires so quick. You never know.
The judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by the pot-smoking Indianapolis church that wants marijuana to be recognized as a sacrament.
The First Church of Cannabis
filed the lawsuit on grounds that marijuana was considered a sacrament under Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act. In her dismissal, Judge Cheryl Lynn said the church's love for marijuana does not count.
Isn't this is
as
just
practicing a religion?
So pot smokers don't have to pay taxes. Isn't that all this thing is?
Well, and it's illegal in the state of Indiana. She also said allowing exemptions for illegal marijuana use and possession.
So is the evil of cold beer in certain places.
Would negatively impact society.
Let's not nitpick.
Point well taken, sir.
Yeah.
The group has argued that the government has no right to decide which religious beliefs should be protected.
Have you seen the inside of the church, the photographs?
They've had to move around a lot.
Church of Cannabis?
It's pretty funny. They've got the kind of one of the painting with... You know, the Michelangelo, but I think it's got a joint.
They're passing a joint?
I think so. I didn't look that close.
They're sharing.
And God created man? Is that what that's?
Fellowship.
The judge said also their church bell has to ding, not make a bong sound currently makes. Bong. By the way, how religious would it be if they're passing around the communion tray and it's got gummy bears on it, shaped like a little Grateful Dead guy waving? Hello.
No, the edibles are
the
hard,
edibles
hard
are,
candy.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Well, at least with the church, they already have the incense, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That'll help.
Yeah.
Yeah, the beautiful tapestries.
Mm-hmm. Were they smoking marijuana there? Or
the colors of the window.
That's interesting.
They're going to have to go underground.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that'll be pretty easily done, I would think. Coming up, we have something for the ladies. That incredible headache you have may actually be the fault of your brassiere.
And sexy things to do with your phone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. With your partner, not by yourself.
Oh, I was going to say, don't get the 8+. You're going to have to work your way into that baby.
Yeah.
And you might want to use the prisoner special to start.
Yeah, very, very good. We're coming right back. It's the Bob and Tom Show.